Blackstone Audio presents How to Knit a Heart Back Home by Rachel Herron. For Lala Hulse, for putting on her thinking cap at all the right times. Chapter 1. If you cast on with joy, your stitches will dance. If you cast on with your eyes to the floor, your stitches will likely run that direction the first chance they get. Eliza Carpenter. In the dim light of the bar, Lucy could barely see the sock she was knitting, but it didn't matter. These were bar socks, meant to be knitted in the dark. "This is the best kind of night," said Lucy. "It's dead," said Molly, seated at the next bar stool. Lucy sighed in happiness and took a sip of what she always ordered, a Manhattan with two cherries, no ice. "I know, just a regular night. It's perfect." The crash that followed was deafening, the sound ripping through the bar, tearing metal, shattering glass. A hubcap flew in through the open door. It fell to the floor and then rolled and wobbled across the bar, toppling over with a clang at Lucy's feet. Lucy opened her mouth, but nothing came out, and Molly's wide eyes met hers. Lucy's brother Jonas threw his cloth onto the bar and reached for the phone. With the other bar patrons, Lucy ran outside. A small blue compact car was crumpled like aluminum foil against a pole. A white car was nose to nose with a fire hydrant, and a pot-bellied older man tried to emerge from the driver's side, saying out his broken window, "I didn't see her! I swear I didn't see her!" Blood ran down his forehead. The blue car hissed and spat as the engine protested its demise, and a flame growled underneath the chassis of the